Now, listen, Robbie. We can't stay in Ozark, Missouri for the rest of our lives. We've been looking for that $500 for 3 days now. Ever since we lost it.
Well, I know that, Jimmy. But just the same, it's awful funny where that dough went to.
Well, we searched that haunted house from top to bottom, didn't we?
We certainly did. We certainly did search it through.
Huh. You searched it, I searched it, and Oswald searched it. Now, what more can we do?
Well, we might have Oswald search it again.
Well, a lot of good that'll do.
Well, he seems to like searching so well.
Yeah, he likes everything but what he should be doing.
I'll tell you, we might tell Mr. Weaver about it, huh?
Oh, and have him laugh at us, Robbie?
Mr. Weaver? Oh, no, he wouldn't laugh at us, Jimmy.
Listen, Robbie, anybody would laugh at any fathead that goes around hiding $500 in haunted houses.
Oh, so I'm a fathead.
Well, I didn't say you was a fathead. I simply
said... Well, you said something that sounded very much to me like fathead.
Listen, Robbie, we gotta get going. We gotta get to Oklahoma City.
So, I'm a fathead.
Oh, are you going to keep it up all day? I didn't mean it, Robbie.
Just because your guy's trying to take care of some dough.
Yeah, I know.
Because he thinks maybe we'll need it.
Look, will you...
Not me so much as you.
I think...
Just because your guy thinks of a place to put some
dough. Robbie, will you wait a minute?
And
look.
I'm a fathead.
I didn't... Look, you're not a fathead. I didn't...
Jimmy, I never thought you would stoop so low as to call me, your pal Robbie, a fathead.
All right, then. All right. Here it is. You ain't a fathead.
Well.
Now, does that satisfy you?
Well.
Oh, you ain't a fathead.
Well.
Are you satisfied now?
Well.
Oh, all right. Well, now let's get going. We gotta find my Uncle Jake.
Well, all right. Where's Oswald?
He's gonna meet us at the post office with the car.
Well, where did he go?
He went to take a note from me to the town constable, if you must know.
Take a note from you to the constable?
Yeah.
You mean the Ozark policeman?
Certainly.
Well, Jimmy, what are you doing writing to policemen?
Listen, I got a plan, a very good plan, to maybe get back some of that $500 without letting everybody know what a chump you are.
There you are again. There you go. There you go. Now I'm a chump. Oh.
All right, Robbie. Look, you ain't a chump and you ain't a fathead. Does that satisfy you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen.
All right, let it drop. I'm a chump. I'm a chump, and you got a plan. All right, what is this wonderful plan of yours, Mr. Gleason?
Well, in the letter, I told the constable about you losing the dough. And if it's recovered, we give him $100.
Oh, wow, that ain't so bad.
Certainly not.
It's worth $100 to get back $500.
Certainly is.
Certainly is.
Then we'll put this notice up in front of the post office. This
no?
Here.
Oh, let me see it. Let me see. What's this notice? It says... Lost $500 in $500 bills. Yeah, that's right. Finder, please return same to Constable Jones. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And receive half the amount as reward. Half the amount? You mean $250?
Certainly.
Well, gee whiz. The guy who finds the money gets $250, and the constable gets $100, and we get what's left. Out of $500, we get $150. Is that it?
Certainly.
Is that your plan?
That's my plan and a very good one.
And you call me a fathead?
Listen, Robbie, it's better than nothing, ain't it?
Jimmy, listen, I think we better stay right here and look for the dough.
We ain't gonna stay here and look anymore for nothing. Here's where the notice goes. Now, there. We're heading for Oklahoma City and my Uncle Jake.
Well, wait a minute, Jimmy. What about our zoo, our job there at the zoo in St. Louis?
I've already took care of that.
Oh, you take care of everything, don't you?
I certainly do.
You certainly do. You took care of that $37 set of china dishes that your pet chicken Jerry busted in Bloomington, too. Didn't you, Jimmy?
I certainly did. What's this?
I was talking about the $37 dishes your chicken took care of.
Well, never mind that. Never mind that. I don't go around hiding bankrolls in haunted houses.
And would you mind telling me just how you took care of our jobs at the zoo?
Well, I wrote and told them we was true.
Oh, you told them we was true?
Yeah, I told them we was true.
Well, that's one way of taking care of a job.
And I told him to send the rest of our dough to us at Oklahoma City. We got $60 coming between the three of us.
That certainly is thoughtful of you, Jimmy. Only, I'm going back to St. Louis.
What do you mean you're going back to St. Louis? What do you mean?
I mean just what I said, Jimmy. I'm going back to St. Louis.
Yeah, but now listen, Robbie, wait a minute. You can't do that. You can't go without me.
Well, why can't you go back to St. Louis?
Well,
there's a good job waiting for us there. And there's Violet.
Don't ever mention that dame's name to me again. If you know me 1,000 years, don't never mention her name.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy? Ain't you and Violet getting on so well?
What do you ask that for? Did you hear something? Tell me, come on. Did you hear something?
No, Jimmy, I didn't exactly hear something, but I did see something.
What do you mean?
You know, Jimmy, I may hide bankrolls in haunted houses like a chump, but I ain't chump enough to lose personal letters on the main street of Ozark, Missouri.
I lost the letter.
Oh, yes. You finally discovered that you lost the letter.
Lost the letter.
And I found the letter. And here it is.
Oh, Robbie. Thanks, Robbie. A million thanks. Thanks, Robbie.
Oh, and I don't mind telling you that it is quite some letter.
Yeah, Robbie. Yeah, you might call it that.
I think you could. You know, Jimmy, you really shouldn't ought to make these dames so crazy about you that they're going to follow you to the ends of the earth.
Well, now, wait a minute, Robbie. Could I help it?
Of course not, Jimmy. It's your fatal beauty.
No.
And besides, we ain't going to go that far.
What do you mean we ain't going to go that far?
We ain't going to go to the ends of the earth.
quit your kidding. What, Robbie? Now, listen, now, this is serious.
Yeah, I should say it is. And especially that other part of the letter where she says she's going to jump in at the Missouri River. That ain't nice.
I should say that ain't nice.
You know, Jimmy, I'll bet something. I'll bet that all the rivers in America is all cluttered up with redheads that you threw down.
Now, never mind. Listen, the important thing is the time. Look at the time.
The time? Well, let's see. It's 4:30. What about it?
What about it? Don't Violet say in the letter that she's coming in from St. Louis on the 4:31?
Oh, I see. You want to go over to the station and meet her, huh?
Meet her nothing. We got just 1 minute to get out of this town. Where's that guy Oswald?
Oh, there he is now. Oh, wait a minute. I want to ask if we got any mail.
Wait, nothing. I'll take care of that. Hey, Mr. Postmaster.
Hey, for horses.
Well, now, never mind the cracks. Will you forward any mail for Robert Armstrong and James Gleason to Oklahoma City?
Okay.
Oh, fine. Come on, Robbie.
Here comes the train now.
Yeah, hurry.
Don't slam that door, Jimmy.
Never mind the door. Oswald, step on it. Out Highway 65.
The constable said that...
Never mind what the constable said. Get going.
Here she comes, Jimmy. She sees us.
There's something the matter with the starter.
Oh, look, she's coming over here.
Oh, Jimmy, wait a minute. I'm sorry, but we gotta go back. I forgot the picture of Elizabeth.
I wouldn't go back for a picture of the Queen of Sheba.
Well, listen, Jimmy. Elizabeth's picture is Elizabeth's picture. And...
Yeah, and Violet is Violet, and here she comes.
What, Jimmy?
Please, Oswald, will you please start the car?
I'm trying to.
Yoo-hoo! Jimmy!
Yoo-hoo! Oh.
There it goes.
Jimmy, wait a minute. Don't you know me, Jimmy?
I never saw you before in my life.
Jimmy!
Step on it, Oswald. Step on it.
Look, Jimmy, she's yoo-hooing to you, Jimmy.
Listen, Robbie, she can yoo-hoo till she's blue in the face. We're on our way.
Now, Jimmy, I ask you, is that a nice way to treat a shrinking Violet?